8 to 10 million American blacks have easier access today to their family histories. At least that's the premise of a new CD-ROM, which includes searchable archives of a Civil War era bank used by former slaves. The Freedmen's Savings and Trust Company failed as a bank, but left behind detailed records of thousands of people. The CD-ROM was produced by the Mormon Church, which has its own mixed history with black people. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Don Harwell finally has a tool, he says, to discover his own history.
Me, like everybody else, it's slavery. It stopped, and there was no way to trace my family past 1865. And this opens up some possibilities. I don't know how far it'll get because this is, you know, brand new to me too. But I'm looking for the opportunity to see if I can find my grandfather and then start back on my father's side.
Harwell's hopes lie in the CD-ROM just issued by the Mormon Church. Mormons believe they should baptize their non-Mormon ancestors, giving them the posthumous opportunity to embrace the Mormon gospel. That drives an ongoing global effort to collect and catalog every accessible record of human lives. So it was inevitable, perhaps, that Mormon genealogists would arrive at the records of the Freedmen's Bank. Darius Gray directed the project for the Mormon Church.
The Freedmen's Bank records on CD links 484,083 individuals into families, often 3 to 4 generations. These were real people, men and women who had little education, little money, and little anticipation of what the future would ultimately yield. Today, they can be found, remembered, and appreciated by their families.
There's this entry from 1867 and a man named Charles Coleman, as read by Darius Gray.
Have not seen parents in 35 years. Brothers Ben and Jack and Alex and Moses dead, but Alec was sold away first.
The Freedmen's Bank CD-ROM has more modern significance to some African Americans. They see it as a sign that the Mormon Church is moving beyond its own racist past. Former Mormon leaders once taught that dark skin was a biblical curse, and until 1978, blacks were denied full membership in the Mormon Church. Mormon genealogical director Todd Christofferson.
Well, the past is the past, and I think this signals a wonderful future. I think it's an honor not only to those who have participated in bringing it out, but to the African Americans who've been members of this church from its first days, who shared the pain and the hardships that we have endured as a people.
Natalie Shepherd is a Mormon and African American who once criticized her church for its treatment of blacks.
I think it makes a strong statement that finally there's some effort being made to bring blacks into the gospel. You know, I mean, more so than missionary work, but actually making them a part of the history that they've always been a part of. But it's never been such a statement made as this.
Some non-Mormons are concerned about how the archives will be used. This kind of genealogical data has been used in the past to posthumously baptize former American presidents and even victims of the Holocaust. Baptist pastor Franz Davis worries former slaves may be next.
The key issue in being human is that one can make a choice for themselves about where they want to be and about who they want to affiliate with, especially in terms of their religious beliefs.
Mormons believe that departed souls can reject posthumous baptism. There's also a firm church policy now that limits these baptisms to a member's own ancestors. The church's role in the CD-ROM is significant for far different reasons to Paul Cobb, a religion writer at the Oakland Tribune and president of the Center for Urban Black Studies. He sees the Mormon Church as a predominantly white institution, sending an important signal to other whites.
I think that's good that white people are validating black history. And I would hope that all white people every year during Black History Month would validate it by making historical contributions of their family history records.
Historians and genealogists say the real mother lode of slavery records lies in the attics, trunks, and family Bibles of the descendants of slave owners. Access to the new Freedmen's Bank archives is free at Mormon Family History Libraries nationwide. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.